This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That is a song from Andra Day. Jane wrote us and said we had a listener named Marilee who wrote her and said, hey, you know what would be a good song right now is that Andra Day tune. It's from like 2015, 2016. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfect song. Me and Jane are having a whole little convo about it right now. It's great. It's a good one.
Again, Sarah.
That Jane and I are so close, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard for me not to. I just love her so much. And there's a heart. Okay, so now we're going to talk to Scott Capurro, another guy I just adore. Scott, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
We're okay.
You know, maybe I just need to turn my attention towards Scott and steal him from you since you've stolen Jane from me.
I think that might be easier. I think you could. I mean, he is definitely... He's definitely
Are you fighting over us like we're kids? You're fighting over us like we're the kids, right?
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I get custody of Jane, and you get to go with Vinny. Have a good time,
all right.
Vinny, I think you're really going to like it.
Well, luckily, I just got a wetsuit, Dad, so we can go surfing together.
Oh, wow, really? What are you doing with a wetsuit?
I'm swimming in the bay, baby. I'm loving every minute of it, thinking about
Is that
you
right?
And I'm all wet. Yeah, it's great. Great.
Good for you.
Well, you're a big swimmer anyway, and I don't believe that public pools are open right now.
That's correct. But I got to say, I don't know, Vinny, it's amazing. Open water swimming is completely, completely different from enclosed swimming. It's amazing. It's
extremely hard work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, yeah. And there's a seal in the aquatic park who's apparently kind of swimming into the park and kind of poking at people and mm-hmm. snapping. So you have to watch out for the seals, too, which is mm-hmm. hilarious. But it's great fun, great fun. And I've wanted my whole life to do it and waited until now because, you know, now's the time.
Well, no one looks foxier in a wetsuit than you do.
You're hilarious.
Scott.
Scott
looks like he looks like a green bean.
It's a creepy look on me.
I actually think you look great. And I mean, you know, good for you. Look at you, 57 years old and just as fit as you've ever been. Bryn, can you hold that picture up again for Vinny so he can see? Kind of like a spider, just all arms and legs.
I just said it to myself. Give me a second.
My hands look huge. My hands look huge.
Yeah, well, and your head looks huge. It's crazy, like little skinny body and big hands.
It's really amazing, too, because some people go in the water without it. And I'm like, and you think, oh, maybe I'll just try it for a minute. And you get in the water and it's so cold, and Vinny knows this, that you have a headache for like 5 minutes. The water is so mm-hmm. cold, so your body kind of gets used to it. But some people do it in Speedos. They're amazing. They're heroes.
Isn't that, you know, once you get in and get used
They're
to
heroes.
It, you, you know, the workout keeps you warm enough? Or
I don't. For me, the water is so cold that after about 5 minutes without a wetsuit, my muscles start to cramp. My feet start to cramp, and I can't do it. So the wetsuit's amazing, though, because then you can just float in the bay.
Yeah, they give you a little float.
God.
That's true.
It's great.
So, I'm waiting for this picture of you. I can't wait to see you.
There it is. It's behind Bryn. Bryn, can you mush it? Oh, you made it your background. There we go.
Bryn wanted some photos of me, not just those, but some other ones. It's complicated. Uh-huh. I can't go into it right now, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm constantly begging him for it.
Is that a swimming-specific wetsuit?
I think that it is because I borrowed it. A swimmer loaned it to me. I don't think he cares. I think it's
I don't recognize that brand, but it does look like you've got full coverage, so that's good.
Yeah.
Probably keep you plenty warm. Good. Good for you.
When you first get in there, the water goes down your back a little bit, and you're like, oh, my God, it's so cold. But again, there are ladies standing in there in one-piece bathing suits just chatting in the water. Like, who are you? Are you Nordic Viking? Where did you come from that you can handle this? But, you know, and little kids like it, too. The little ones float around in the water forever. But no way. No way. So it's great. Sarah, you got to come. Sarah,
no.
You come, too.
I've
no, it'll bring mom and dad back together. The two of you, we'll all go surfing together.
With Jane and Scott. Oh, my God, our children. That'll be fantastic.
Hilarious. That'll be great. And Essen can barbecue on the beach. Fantastic. All
oh, my God,
out.
There's food. I'm there.
Yeah.
Oh, such a sucker for food. So how is the nightly broadcast going? Did you have to change it up much in light of everything that's going on this week? Are you affected by the protests? Have you been to protests?
I don't think people want... so much, maybe not my perspective on the protest, but yeah, we've tried to talk about it a bit. Whenever I get too much into it, my husband goes, Kapuro, come on, too much, move on.
So, too heavy, too dark.
Yeah, Kapuro, too dark, too heavy, come on, move on. And then if I say anything about Trump, you may experience this, on Instagram, I lose like 10 people because people have their own opinions and they don't want to hear it.
Well,
I think that.
It's
I don't
fine
know.
To lose people on Instagram. You know, you want people to make that decision for themselves. If they
if they
don't like what they see, I don't want them to stay around.
Yeah.
Saw that. Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, maybe that sort of thing is better live because you can really talk about it more intently with people. I mean, we're going to do a live
show. And it's
show
so much
July
more
11.
Exciting when somebody stands up and actually walks out of your show. So, yeah, we were talking about this earlier this week. You're actually starting to book live shows again. How is that going to look?
Yeah. July 11th at the Real and Brand in Sonoma. I think we're going to try. They've got a really beautiful outdoor space, and we're going to do the social distancing and give it a shot. I'm kind of nervous about it.
I was going to say, are you nervous? I mean, it's
it's
a huge step.
Yeah. But I am.
And that's in July.
I
mean, that's actually, you know, a full month away from now. Like, you know.
But performing for people in masks, it's going to be odd. It's going to be weird how they. It's more about them, how they respond, and how comfortable they are. I mean, I think I'll be okay. But
you're not going to wear a mask, though, right?
A Brad Pitt mask, not anything to cover my mouth, just cover my whole face. You just start feeling old.
Smart.
No, I'm not going to wear. No, I'm not going to wear. I don't think I should. I don't know. That should I? What
bring your own microphone. No. Plug your own microphone in there. You don't want to be sharing the mic with everybody. That's a
Or bring white.
Spew them right in. You also went to the airport this week. One of the live things you did this week. I was like, you're waiting for the zombies to come bursting out of a side door because I've never
there's
seen
nothing.
The airport that empty in my life.
There is absolutely there's no one, and so. We went there for our global entry stamp because we're trying to give up. And there was no staff, nothing around, one lady in the information booth. And I leaned and said, is the global entry office open? And she said, lean back. That's all she said. Oh, sorry.
Like away from you?
Yeah, right. Well, there's a partition already between us. And I didn't want to yell because it was so quiet, like a library. And then she said, just go over there. So we went there and there was no one there. And we tapped on the door. And this really camp police officer came out. I think he's a policeman. Or maybe it's just his drag. Maybe it's a gay pride outfit.
Maybe,
I'm not sure.
Right.
But he popped his head out and said, hey, guys, we're not open, guys. Sorry. But come back. Come back in a month or something. I don't know. Keep an eye on the website.
But you had an appointment, I thought.
We did. But he said, we sent you an email. I'm like, no, if you had, we wouldn't be here. But he said, well, no, we did. Yeah, we're closed. Close. We're revamping. He used that word. We're revamping the office. So we're closed. And then a woman walked up. In the same position we were in, and obviously she'd had an appointment too, and she hadn't received the email, so she's like, okay, all right, whatever, and a few other people. So yeah, I think there's a bit of, like anything with all these transitions, there's just a bit of confusion. We didn't mind; it was kind of funny.
Well, you got out of the house and you
I know,
went for a drive. I mean,
we had a nice, we did, and then we, you know, had grabbed something for breakfast on the way home. It felt like an actual day. By the time we got home, we were exhausted. We do so little.
We're just not used
down.
To any kind of activity.
Anything.
I've thought about that quite a bit. You know, we build ourselves up almost like a muscle. You build yourself up to deal with the busy lives we lead. And you go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And we haven't been doing that for so long. I expect when we get back to living, people will be wrecked by noon, right?
Yeah.
Half days. I think we should start slow with little half days.
You know,
we'll be like, can we do that online? Do we have to get out to do that? Can we do that online? Everything's going to want to be, people are going to do everything.
Because everyone knows how to use Zoom now. Everybody is, you know, has either been to a million meetings or has even their own account. Like, we have our own account now. It's just going to, that is going to be the question. Is there any way I can do that remotely? Don't worry. I have a green screen and lighting set up at my house. So I'm all ready to go. All right. Well, listen, Scott. So that's actually very exciting that you're going to be doing live shows starting again in July. That's just the first one you've booked, correct? I assume that there'll be others down the line.
I think we might be doing one, elsewhere up in Santa Rosa as well. So, and maybe something down with my new dad in San Jose somewhere at a surf club.
That'd be so fun. Well, lucky you, Vin. You get to figure that out for your new son.
Does want to stay at your house.
He always wanted a son.
Drop by Vinny. So we're going to pop by maybe in a couple of days, Vin, if that's okay. We're just going to pop by. Is that all right? If he's a pop by?
I really thought there'd be a little more resistance in my stealing of Scott from
Sarah.
Oh, no,
he's all yours. No problem. You got it. Listen, you can get more Scott every night, 8 o'clock at Scott Capurro on Instagram.
Yours, right? This weekend.
No, you're not. I told you explicitly that you're not coming this weekend.
We've
Thank
the
you.
Bag. We're coming
Too
back
late. Well, unpack. I mean, that'll give you something to do today. So we'll see. Maybe we'll see you. And actually, next weekend, I think
mom.
It's booked. Well,
mom.
You know. You just picked Vinny, so bye. And then every Saturday night, you do a full half hour. These are all at 8 o'clock on at Scott Capurro. Thank you, Scott. Yeah. Nice to talk
Love
to
you. Love you guys. Miss you
darling.
Very much.
Stay
obviously.
Safe out there. Right. Let's jump right into the – I just wanted to mention first, before we get into anything else, All In WA, WA. It was a concert for COVID-19 that was scheduled for this Sunday. And it was, Pearl Jam, Ben Gibbard, Death Cab for Cutie, Brandi Carlile, Macklemore, Dave Matthews, Ciara, Russell Wilson was going to be there, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Tons of people were lined up to do this. And in light of everything that's happened this week, it has been postponed until Wednesday, the 24th of June.
Okay.
So it's obviously it's airing live all over Washington where it can be, but you know, online, you'll be able to find it. And I believe the day after it airs, it's going to be available on Amazon as a stream. And they're basically saying, with the events that have taken place over the last several days, built on generations of trauma and violence, the organizers of All In WA have decided to reschedule it. So again, it's Wednesday, June 24th. And I'll try to remind you of that as we get closer to that date. The new music that's out today, first of all, G-Eazy was supposed to have a quarantine side project out today. It's all over his Twitter. It's everywhere, except you can't find it.
Right.
Did you continue to, did you check again before we came on? And so
right
you're not finding it on iTunes, not on Amazon.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. The main two I checked. Apple Music and Amazon Unlimited Music.
So it's called Everything's Strange Here. It's a quarantine side project from G-Eazy and at some point.
Well, I should mention that there is a song by G-Eazy. It's called Everything is Strange, but it came out in 2019. So
okay.
It was a song
Maybe he
record.
Built it around that. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But anyway, we meant to play that for you and that it's simply not available. The hip-hop duo Run the Jewels have RTJ4 out. This is their fourth album. I think they released it 2 days early, saying, F it, why wait? Guests include 2 Chainz. Seriously, that's the quote. 2 Chainz, Pharrell, Mavis Staples, Josh Homme, and Zach De La Roca. So let's give this a listen.
Here's Yankee and the Brave.
So I get the gist of that one. Do you?
I like the live instruments. That sounds cool.
I know it. Actually, I will say it sounds sort of like a older rap music mm-hmm. used to sound. Less like a loop that's just sort of running under. Did you grab any with Zach De La Roca or Josh Homme?
I didn't. I just grabbed the top two, the ones that were ranked
All right,
the highest.
Give me the next one.
Here is Never Look Back.
Next up, we're going to go down to a band called Jockstrap. It's just 2 people. It's Georgia Ellery and Taylor Skye. And I guess they're from London's Guildhall School of Music and Drama. So I thought, let me give this a quick listen.
And they're called Jockstrap?
They're called Jockstrap. And they're really cool. Like, I clicked on a video and went, this is interesting. Because it sort of, like, combines sort of, like,
She's got a very pretty, light voice, but it's got some harsh sounds in it. Like it's, there's some electronica. And well, I'll just let you listen to it. Bryn, go ahead and let me. This is just an EP, by the way. It's called Wicked City.
You know, it seems like this is going to be released on June 12th, which is weird. But I did grab two songs from it. It's from the song, this album, Wicked City, right?
Okay.
EP. Yeah. Here's Acid.
My neck and my eyes, if it means you don't hurt anymore.
It's kind of cool. I really,
yeah, it
this,
is cool.
This was the one that I listened to this morning that I was just like, oh, that's it's kind of neat. You know who they kind of remind me of is Pomplamoose. Like just a sweet voice and crazy great sounds. Like really just interesting. What was the other one that you grabbed?
The other one is called The City on this EP called Wicked City. So I assume they're going to have more than two songs out next week. There's only two available right now, and here it is. This is The City.
Unless they're calling that an EP these days.
Huh.
I don't know.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it says release June 12th, so.
City. Oh, what do I want? What do I want? I suddenly want the city.
We can check back next week and see how it is.
Is there, does this pick up like the
nope.
other one did? Oh, boy.
It does
okay.
not pick up.
Oh, there it
I
is.
Jumped through it.
And... That is a band called Jockstrap.
I don't like it.
Okay. the next up is Sarah Giraz. I took a quick look at her and she kind of reminds me of Chelsea Clinton. Like she looks like that. Mm. The name of the record is World on the Ground. It's her fifth album. And I want to say she actually, she was nominated for a Grammy Award in the category of Best Country Instrumental Performance in the past. She's from Wimberley, Texas. And it actually looked like it was, people really like her. So I thought we'd give this a listen. Did you like it enough to grab some tunes from it?
I grabbed two. I didn't hate it. Here is Johnny.
That's kind of cool. Like it, I mean, it's sort of categorized as country, but it actually has kind of that like 90s alt feel in a way.
Uh-huh, it does.
Yeah, that's not bad. All right, give me one more from her and we'll go to the next thing. Hopefully these next guys are good. I love a good girl group. I've heard from some chicks that...
All right.
This is a band called Himes. They're an indie rock band from Spain. This is their third album, and they're all girls, which I was like, I got to give it a chance. It's called The Prettiest Curse. That's the name of the record. They're from Madrid, and here's what they sound like. What do you got, Bryn?
Just like the kids.
All right. Well, you know, high hopes. So do we have time to squeeze in one more?
Yeah.
All right. Which
Actually,
did you like better, the Mountjoy record?
Mountjoy. For
okay,
sure.
We're going to go with that then. It's called Rearrange Us, indie rock band Mountjoy. This is their second album. They have roots in Philly, Vin, so I thought we might, you know, that'll be kind of cool.
Sure.
They debuted in 2016 with a single called Astrovan, which was recorded in L.A. And here is what they sound like with a record called Rearrange Us.
And here's the song Strangers.
I like that chorus, like, you keep telling yourself that. I am over you. Just keep telling yourself.
I was going to say, yeah, no, you're not, but all right.
You wrote a whole song about it. You keep telling everyone. You're screaming
but
it from the
that
mountaintops.
That's actually a very good point. You hear those people who are the loudest about something like that, and you realize, oh, they're not even close to over it.
No.
Right.
They're lying. All right, what else did
others.
You grab? Right, exactly.
Here is Let Loose.
Hell won't save us with our trouble. I just need some love forever after all.
I love that little guitar-y bit there.
Yeah.
That's really nice. That's pretty. Okay, that's Mountjoy, and their new record is called Rearrange Us. That's all I'm going to be able to squeeze in. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, I've got a lot of stories for you as we close out a busy week, so hang through these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.